Many years ago, there used to be ramps on that hill, and then when the road was upgraded, the ramps were removed and they weren't replaced. Now, we're not sure exactly what's going to be proposed for there. It's gone to road design, but there's been 30,000 now under the low-cost accident measure that's been allocated to carry out works this year. So we'll wait now the report back from road design, and as I say, there'll be some form of traffic coming now, whether that's small ramps or rumble strips or whatever. Like, but there was, this time last year, there was a petition raised by the residents up there, and please God, that was forwarded then to the department, and they have announced now that they're going to fund it, so I'm just delighted for them.
And what would you like to see there ideally? We do know that the council is somewhat reluctant to install ramps of late.
Yeah, look, and we can see in quite a few of the towns there right around the country that there is ramps, you know, but these big, very high, steep ramps are not always the answer to everything, and it's quite difficult for lorries and other bigger vehicles, especially if they're going uphill. They can put on lower ramps that would have very little effect on traffic that's going slow, but traffic that would be speeding and would hit them would get quite a bump. I think that would be more the idea. But look, the thing has been referred now to road design, and it's up to them to come up with some form of traffic calming. I know, for example, residents just wouldn't be happy with signage, because unfortunately there has been signage put up in the past, and drivers just get complacent and they ignore it. There's an awful lot of children. There's about four housing schemes there, a built-up residential area, and there's the Fun Valley College as well. So they do need some form of traffic calming. But as I say, residents wouldn't accept that it just would be signage.